Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, taking you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. We are talking about the NBA Finals. With us right now is Jeff Garcia. He is the senior writer, the co-founder with Project Spurs. And before we went to commercial break, we were highlighting Danny Green and just the progress he continues to make. We've seen it offensively. We've witnessed him hit those big shots, loves the three ball. But I want to talk to you some more about defensively. Where do you see his game at this point? You'd highlighted, you know, he's got the defensive challenge at times, you know, guarding LeBron James. What's your assessment of where Danny Green is defensively, and what does Coach Pop say?
You know, Coach Pop since day one has always preached defense. And Danny Green was not really a known defender, but he's definitely improved. What I like about him defensively is that he's long, he has quick lateral movement, he can cut off the lane real fast before a player exposed to it. You know, he's just learned and how to move that feet, that spacing, lateral quickness. So that's what you like about him. The downside of it is sometimes he tends to be too aggressive with it, and he gets into foul trouble defensively. When he gets into trouble with the fouls, obviously it's going to affect him offensively. He's going to be a little more timid. But, you know, as we mentioned before, that he's on the big stage right now playing in the NBA Finals. You know, it may not be his first go-around at it, but again, you know, who can really stop LeBron James, really? You just hope to slow him down somewhat. But from what I've seen, his growth is there. He's keen off it. He's learning more as every game progresses. And, you know, he's playing the passing lane. We saw this in game three. You know, he was on the receiving end of any Miami turnovers. He was causing havoc. He was catching balls as they were passed among the Heat offensive schemes. Just a tremendous, tremendous development as far as the defensive end goes for Danny Green.
Okay, so we've been talking about Danny Green. What about, give us an update on Tiago Splitter. Where do you see him at and the production that he has provided in this series?
You know, Tiago Splitter, it's funny. The Spurs, we saw this especially in Game 1 and 2 in San Antonio, and everybody was murmuring about it on press row, that the two duo heads of Duncan and Splitter cannot play at the same time. They cannot space the floor. And so we saw him take a backseat to Boris Dale. And credit to him, his Splitter, you know, he's a starter and then taking a bench role for the better of the team. But Tiago Splitter, you know, you just sometimes just the way the game falls out. You know, Miami, they got good perimeter big men, Chris Bosh, namely. So and the Splitter just didn't have that quickness to keep up with him. But he is a banger. He can go in and spot minutes during this finals. Get some rebounds, get some dunks, get some layups. He's 6 fouls in case LeBron James gets to that lane. He's going to do what he has to do. Just unfortunately, the system and the style of play that the Spurs need to play in order to keep up with Miami doesn't lend to his game. But Splitter, you know, is a big professional. He's a true pro. He knows he has to sit down, and credit to him. He didn't bug, didn't gripe, didn't get into coaches' faces. He just took his role as now as a bench player for the betterment of the good of the team, which is to win that NBA title.
We are so glad you're joining us on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, having a candid conversation with Jeff Garcia, Project Spurs. He is the senior writer. We want to encourage you guys to go out to projectspurs.com and see what they're doing there. They've got some great stuff posted, as always. So we've talked about Tiago Splitter, Danny Green, and have you ever seen a team, when we talk about the NBA, just with better ball movement? I mean, they're so efficient offensively. And like Coach Pop says, you either move it or you die. I mean, that's a bit dramatic, but Spurs certainly have gotten the message, haven't they?
They sure have. You know, ball movement was not the key for the Spurs in Game 2. I mean, they were not moving the ball around. They weren't passing it. They were passing it maybe once or twice, and then whoever had that ball was just chucking it up or trying to get to the lane. But we saw the difference between Game 2. We saw tremendously what ball movement does for the Spurs in Game 3, and, of course, Game 1 as well. Ball movement is key. You got to disrupt the Miami defense. Miami defense is ranked right up as one of the better defenses in the NBA. They got to break it down somehow, and they have the players to do that. That extra pass to Patty Mills can lead to a three-point shot. That extra pass from Splitter to Duncan can lead to a quick layup or an and-one. And, of course, Tony Parker, you know, he has become, at least in this series, he has to become the pass-first kind of point guard. We all know what he's going to do. Great havoc for them defensively, Miami defensively when he gets to the lane. But if he's passing that ball around and making other players a threat, watch out, Miami. You know, Miami could be looking at a lost chance to three-peat right now. But ball movement all around from this first team has equaled wins for San Antonio in this series.
And we want you to weigh in on the Miami Heat here in just a moment. We're going to break them down. But in terms of overall performance, what you have seen in the postseason, I mean, can the Spurs even play better basketball? I mean, these 35-point quarters, it's crazy.
Shockingly enough, I'm going to have to say yes, they can play better basketball. You look at Game 3, they came out and they just punched Miami in the mouth in that first half. But then we saw what happened in the third quarter. They let Miami creep back in. They cut a 20-plus lead, point lead on Miami.
Down to seven.
Single digits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes they allow themselves to become complacent. And you saw in the third quarter, in Game 3, the lack of ball movement, which allowed Miami to come back. They only scored, I mean, at one point, they only scored 7 points in the quarter. It was just not looking good. A lot of Spurs fans were biting their fingernails thinking, uh-oh, there goes our lead, and there goes perhaps the title of Miami goes up in the series. But, your answer to your question, yes, this team can improve. They really have not played a complete game, four quarters, against Miami. They really haven't. And if you're a Miami Heat fan, you got to be worried about that. Like, this team hasn't played at their peak yet.
Just a few more minutes with Jeff Garcia from Project Spurs, the senior writer. Of course, you can go to projectspurs.com, check out his work online, and it is hard to believe. Jeff, the NBA draft, it is quickly approaching. What do you think? Kind of give us the pulse on what is the Spurs mindset going in.
Well, the joke in San Antonio is this. If it's a foreign name and it's on the board, they're going to take it. And they're going to stash them away for years, only to surprise the NBA years ago, and here's another draft day steal from overseas. Right now, the Spurs, they need to start thinking about the future. Tim Duncan, Miles Ginobili, their time in the NBA is going to be coming down to a close soon. So it's time to start thinking about building around Kawhi Leonard. Tony Parker should be still there, so they'll make a good 1-2 punch in the future for San Antonio. But they got to start thinking long-term now. They got to think, like, what other bigs that they can go at. Maybe attract another free agent. They're going to be well under the cap after next season. So they could be an attractive destination. But then again, you know, how many big-time free agents have really gone to San Antonio? Perhaps Kawhi Leonard's development will allow that big-name free agent to come to San Antonio to play along him and Tony Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, they just got to draft for the future. They got to draft smart. Perhaps another two-guard will be good for them. You're never going to get another Miles Ginobili, but you got to start thinking in that distance. You're never going to replace a Tim Duncan. So, you know, start thinking about quality bigs right now. So right now, their draft now is simply think of the future and think of it now, because the twilight of Tim Duncan and Miles Ginobili's career is upon us. So Spurs fans will be tearing up when that day comes. So right now, this team really needs to think.
That is so true. And, of course, San Antonio has such a strong reputation, Jeff, for taking less than desirable prospects and maximizing their talent. Jeff, we are flat out of time. We appreciate you coming on. We want you to check out their work at projectspurs.com. We look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thank you so much. Great job.
Oh, no, thank you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.